Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum, and on today's show, we've got a full crowd here. We've got the Adria Fund from Hawaii Space Grant Consortium, and we also have a team of Vex IQ team members, and they are part of something called Hawaii Girl Power, and they are sort of led by one of the parent coaches. Her name is Shari, and we've got Ariella, we got Julia, Jamie, and Aurelia. And so, kind of like, keep in mind, there's a bunch of students here, and we're going to be talking about Vex IQ and how they were able to get the middle school world championships squared away. And we'll talk about what that journey has consisted of. And I want to welcome you all to Bite Marks Cafe.
Thanks, Bert.
So, Adria, you know, Adria, I want to start off with you because you're the instigator for all of this. And, you know, you sit on your perch over at the university at the Hawaii Space Grant Consortium. But you're kind of like the main coordinator for a lot of the Vex Robotics programs, right?
Yeah, pretty much, I guess. My main job title is the Robotics Education Specialist, but I know a lot of people think that I'm like the biggest robotics nerd on the island, which I'll take that.
Well, you know, I mean, you know, there Vex is, well, you got Vex, you got FIRST, you got, you know, a bunch of robotics, and these programs, they've all been going on sort of for a while now. They've all have their sort of parallel tracks, and yours is kind of focused on the Vex kind of brand of robotics. Maybe what you can do before we get into the Vex IQ, what are some of the other Vex robotics programs that are going on out there?
Yeah, so in the competition level, the competition spans for students in elementary school from grades 4 all the way through 12. So Vex IQ is actually for grades 4 through 8. Mm-hmm. And then we have another competition called the Vex Robotics Competition, which uses metal robots. And that is mainly for grades 6 to 12. So there is a bit of an overlap there for students who have done Vex IQ for a number of years and want to move on to the VRC level. And then Vex Robotics has also come up with a pipeline of products. It's not so much in the competition sense, but it's actually more geared for a classroom. So they're really addressing both sides of the robotics opportunities. And that's kind of what we help from our standpoint at Hawaii Space Grant Consortium.
So Asia, is this kind of like, I mean, there's so many programs. Are you pretty much focused on the robotics, Vex Robotics in particular? I mean, and, you know, I mean, are there other duties as assigned that you might be involved in besides robotics?
Yeah, so pretty much Hawaii Space Grant Consortium is the main supporter of the Vex Robotics competitions here mm-hmm. in Hawaii. But we also support in more of the, you know, supporting roles for other various robotics competitions, like for FIRST or even for other like STEM competitions like Science Fair, Science Olympiad, etc.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, great. Well, thanks for you know, sharing the the program and maybe also. Since this is more focused on Vex IQ, and it's more of a middle school, or maybe we'll get the students involved here. So, maybe Shari, maybe you can kind of introduce the student team that we have and give us a little bit of background on how they formed. Are they all from the same school? And from what I understand, the team is actually called Hawaii Girl Power, and it's kind of an independent team. It's not really tied to any particular school, but maybe you can give me a little bit of the genesis of Hawaii Girl Power.
That's correct, Bert. Good question. I'll try my best.
Okay.
Hawaii Girl Power is under Island Robotics, and it is considered a garage team. So basically, it's made up of girls who don't really have competitive teams at their own school
mm-hmm.
or have been affiliated in some other way through the community. So this middle school team is Hawaii Girl Power 1. We're considered Hawaii Girl Power 1. We also do have a Hawaii Girl Part 2 this year, which is the elementary team, and both are going up to Worlds. But What happened was Hawaii Girl Power 1 started 4 years ago with Island Robotics, and our mentor, Mitch Picardell, he actually is a Boy Scout leader and has a son in college, and his desire to help these kids comes through, you know, helping his son first and the Boy Scouts, and he's mentored a lot of Boy Scouts through robotics. What happened was the girls, the sisters of the Boy Scouts, kind of wanted to do robotics too about 4 years ago. So my daughter was on that initial team with other girls, and they formed a girls team at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, we've evolved. There's been different girls on the team in different years. And this year, Hawaii Girl Power 1 has three new girls who just joined this year for VEX for the first time. And my daughter, Julia, this is her fourth year in VEX. So, again, it's been an evolution. In Island Robotics, in our garage teams, we also have Boy Scout teams and other teams. These girls are from different schools and also support robotics in this way.
Well, you know, I'm glad you have a good girl team together. And, you know, it sounds like I don't know, maybe the four are the core of the team. And maybe, I don't know, I'm going to guess here, but who's the team? Is there a team captain? Is Julia the team captain, or is Aurelia? Oh, no, let me see. Aurelia. Who's the team captain?
I do see fingers pointing, so I'm going to let the one the fingers are pointing to talk. But, you know, they've all been leaders in their own way, I'll say that.
Okay,
but I'll let the one that they're pointing fingers at talk.
Okay. And who might that be?
It's me, Julia.
Okay, Julia.
From the start of the season, like, I kind of introduced them to the different pieces and, like, the design process and how to use it. So because of that, I've been kind of the team captain, and I kind of, like, organize what we have to do. It's kind of like a timeline so that we don't get off track, because that happens a lot with garage robotics teams.
Mm-hmm. And so, Julia, when would you say the VEX IQ season started?
Well, technically, it starts like as soon as the game manual's out,
mm-hmm.
after Worlds, but we start back in like June or July.
June or July, so actually kind of over the summer then. You guys are kind of ramping up.
Yeah, it's not like, so for some schools, they have to start later in like August or September. But since we're a neighborhood team, we can start earlier and get our robot started so we can be ready for competitions earlier.
And so, Julia, what middle school are you at?
I'm at Hanalani.
Okay, and who might you want to toss the next question to? Like, who's your next person that you'd like to introduce themselves? Would it be Ariella?
Ariella.
Okay. Ariella, what role do you play on this team, and what middle school do you go to?
I am the main programmer on my team and the main driver with Julia, and I'm homeschooled.
Okay. And Jamie, what do you do? What middle school do you go to, and what kind of role do you play on this team?
So I'm a builder, and I help Notebook too, and I also scout for my team. So I scout for our alliances so we can get it done faster and have more time to practice with each other.
Okay.
And I also go to Hanalani with Julia.
Okay. And last but not least, Aurelia, what middle school do you go to, and what do you do on this team?
I help Jamie build the robot, and I also am a backup driver, and I'm homeschooled.
Okay. Now, I do want to ask you, what system are you guys building when we refer to VEX IQ? Because like I said earlier, there could be a whole bunch of different kits that you guys end up picking up. But we want to hold that thought. We'll be right back at this short break to continue our conversation with Adria Fung and Hawaii from the Hawaii Space Consortium, and a whole assortment of folks from VEX IQ and Hawaii Girl Power. And of course, we're talking about VEX IQ. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Hastings and Pleadwell, a communication company.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Bert Lum. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Adria Fung from the Hawaii Space Grant Consortium, and she's kind of like the main coordinator for all the VEX robotics programs. And we've got the whole team of Hawaii Girl Power along with us here. We've got a kind of a parent mentor. Her name is Shari, and she's brought along four students, Ariella, Julia, got Jamie, and Aurelia. And I was kind of getting into some of the roles that the students played. And maybe, Julia, tell me, what was there any, you know, challenge in bringing the team together? Did you have to convince them, hey, that they should be a part of this Hawaii Girl Power? How did it coalesce? I'd like to know.
So there actually was a challenge with Ariella, because at first she wasn't going to join.
Oh.
But the garage team is kind of like well known in homeschooling. So Aurelia knew about it, and Ariella's brother actually does like the VRC. So mm-hmm. Jamie, she just tried it out. She's not in homeschooling. But then since Ariella saw Aurelia and they both know each other from homeschooling, like, at first she didn't want to do it, but then we kind of convinced her to join because she had a friend that she already knew on the team, and we convinced her that it would be fun.
Oh, that's good. Ariella, was that a good decision to join this team?
Yes, actually.
Well, you know, there isn't very many answers to that question. You have to almost have to say yes. So Ariella, so when you joined the team, what was it that attracted you? I mean, besides, you know, your teammates, was there an engineering element that attracted you? I mean, you said you were kind of a programmer. Is getting into programming something that you're interested in?
Kind of, yes. My brother does like programming classes, mm-hmm. and I kind of learned from him.
Oh, good. And maybe maybe I have Jamie. Jamie, describe what system did you guys decide to focus your robotics attention on? And what I'm talking about is, as I mentioned before, you know, there's a whole bunch of kits, right? So what did you guys decide to build, and that, you know, in essence became the thing that you were competing against everybody else with?
Like the robot we built.
Yeah.
Just talk about your robot. So our robot has a dual block intake, so it can collect purple and green blocks. And for our wall between our rollers and our outtake, so our lift in the back or a ramp,
mm-hmm.
there are sprockets, or like basically these short, thick-looking pieces that mm-hmm. are attached to the sides that don't connect to each other, but it creates like a wall that is flimsy enough for green blocks to go through,
yeah.
and go into the bottom ramp just to color sort. And the purples can't fit because it's too tight, so it comes up to the top and goes into our top ramp area.
Well, that's good.
And then
that's good.
Outtake it.
Yeah, you know, that's a good description. I mean, you know, you gotta figure that this is radio, right? So it's all about the describing it and telling the story. Now, you know, Jamie, when you are building the system, are you competing with others that are basically building the same kind of similar system?
No. The other teams in our garage are basic. So when we started off, we looked at our own design on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and found something that we liked, and they worked on their own. And soon after, when we've been achieving really good scores and many awards,
they've been looking at our design and like trying to change theirs to be better and similar more to ours.
So I'd like to have maybe one of the team members describe what the competition that you participated in was like. And maybe Aurelia, can you describe, like, when you go into the competition, what is that experience like? What is your maybe recollection of how you go into a team competition, and does it feel like you're, you know, battling another robot, or are you, you know, competing to see how many blocks you pick up? I mean, what's the competition?
So it's, you go up with an alliance and you try to get as many blocks as you can, and the competition is pretty high.
Mm-hmm. And when did this take place? This is kind of like the regionals, right?
It was the state tournament.
And how many teams were kind of participating in this state tournament? I mean, just roughly speaking.
Yeah, I think it was like 30, 40. It was like 20. It's somewhere between 20 and like 30 to 40.
Okay. No, that sounds good. So it was it was kind of a big deal then. I mean, you guys are all in this, you know, sort of school that all these teams are showing up, and they've all brought their respective VexIQ robotic, robot, and you are basically competing with them. Now, how does the alliance work? Julia, maybe you can tell me. How does the alliance work?
So basically, it's like by random, and you get like a set amount of alliances. We usually get around like 6. And you have to see how your robot works with the alliance's robot skills.
Mm-hmm.
And like our game strategies kind of revolve around what our alliances can do. And we have to score as many points. So to score points, we like to get a lot of bonuses, which is like the color bonus and the height bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you get the same color cubes in a goal, you get 10 extra points. And if you get like to a certain level of the goal, you get 10 extra points for each level. So we're basically trying to score as much points with that alliance. So we have to figure out a game strategy with them and practice it so we can have consistent scores throughout all of our matches.
So how do you guys practice? I mean, I can see this unfolding, you know, at the actual competition, but how do you folks practice and prepare yourself for the competition? And is this practice taking place at somebody's house? Maybe Julia, you got, maybe your mom has already set up a whole robotics living room or something.
So, it's actually at our mentor Mitch's house.
Uh-huh.
And him and his wife and like their mom, they're here to kind of like watch us. So because like it's their house, and if they're not home, then we can basically come like whenever time, because they're really kind and they allow us to come to work on our robots. And the grandma's always there so we can work on it. And there's like a field in the garage, and we have a lot of parts there too.
Oh, okay. No, that's great. Okay, so you know, I do want to kind of find out, like, how did you go about winning at the state championship, and what does that lead you to, obviously, the world champions? So we want to hold that thought. We'll be right back after this short break to continue our conversation with Adria Fung from VexIQ Robotics and the whole team of Hawaii Girl Power. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors Bavarian Motor Experts and Chaminade University.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum, right here on Hawaii Public Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to a bunch of folks. We've got Adria Fung from the Hawaii Space Grant Consortium, also the main point person coordinator for Hawaii VEX Robotics. We've got the Hawaii Girl Power Vex IQ team also here, and they consist of parent mentor Sherry, and we've got Ariella, Julia, Jamie, and Aurelia. And you know, you were all successful at winning the state champions. Now, I'm sure there are state champion categories. So, who wants to share with me what champion category you won? And maybe Jamie, since you're one of the note takers, what kind of category did you guys win in?
So we won an excellence award.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the highest award that you can get, and it's the best one.
So Jamie, what was when you say it's the best one? What makes it the best one?
So it's the highest award, basically excellence overall in everything that we did at the competition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. And can you characterize what those excellence reflected? Was it excellence in driving, excellence in scoring, excellence in note taking? What was the excellence in?
It's basically everything. So including driving, driving performance, our notebook, mm-hmm. Our interviews from the two judges that came and interviewed us for it, and then just how we treat others too at the competition, and our skills and autonomous with our coding.
Well, that's great. And let's see, I think it was Ariella, you're one of the coders, right?
Yes, I was.
Kind of like maybe describe a little bit about what went into coding. What is it that you were actually coding the robot to do?
I made the robot like move forward and start the roller, which mm-hmm. picks up the blocks. And then I had the robot like dump the blocks into the goals. And we tried to get like at least two blocks in each goal to maximize the number of points by getting like the color bonus and height bonuses.
Oh, that's great. And Julia, were you also coding as well? I know you were a driver.
Yeah, I also help Ariella code, but she's the main programmer.
Oh, I see. Great. And Aurelia, your role was kind of more of a note taker. How did that experience, what did you learn from that experience? Was it kind of like a challenge to, you know, sort through all the different things that were going on and kind of cohesively, you know, put it together in a readable notebook form?
I learned more about the design process and the organization of what we're doing and how we're doing it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And are you all four heading to Dallas for the world champion?
I'll answer that. Three of them are, and Aurelia is pretty talented, so she is going where, Aurelia? To a regional tournament. For NTFCA?
Yeah, she had to choose. I believe that's a speech and debate tournament for regional she qualified for. So she's multi-talented.
Oh, so, but that's not related to Vex?
Yeah, no. She had to make a choice.
Wow, you know, nice to have choices, right? So, Sherry, so are you going as well?
I am, yep. This is actually Julia's third time.
And
going up to world.
Okay, Adria, are you also heading up there?
No, unfortunately not. I'm not heading up to Worlds this year, but we have a good group of Hawaii teams, about 14 Hawaii teams who will be representing us at Worlds this year.
Well, I it sounds like a very active and prolific robotics program. I do want to ask the students, now, you know, having gone through some of this experience, you know, do you see continuing in this particular area from a, maybe not so much a robotics area, but are you guys interested in this sort of STEM world? Maybe Julia, you can sort of take that on.
So, yeah, I really like STEM for, like, even academics, like math, science, and I enjoy engineering or robot.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really, like, know what my dream job is that has to do with STEM, but I feel like it could include STEM because I really enjoy doing, like, math, science, and engineering. And also, like, for robotics, I was thinking, like, maybe next year or the year after that, I can go up to VRC, which is, like, the robotics with metal pieces.
Oh, I see. Right. That's kind of taking it to the next level. So are you all going to still be in middle school next year? I mean, what? So maybe I'll start with Ariella. Are you going to still be at middle school or are you going to high school?
I can stay one more year in middle school, but I was thinking of joining my brother's VRC team next year.
All right, okay. And Julia, what's in store for you next year?
So it's kind of still like a choice I'm thinking about because it would be good to start off the VRC team early so mm-hmm. I can like know how it feels before I actually go into high school. But then also there's a lot of girls that are like my friends, even on the Hawaii Girl Power 2 team, that are going to move up to middle school, and they're kind of excited about that season.
Okay, that sounds good. And Jamie, what's in store for you next year?
I'm not sure if I'm going to continue robotics, but if anything, I will probably stay in middle school and join the other girls.
That sounds good. And Aurelia, what are you planning to do next year?
I believe I will be staying in robotics and as well as Jamie joining.
Well, that's good. Well, I wish you all the best of luck when you go to the World Championships and you know, whatever championships, Aurelia, that you're heading off to. Adria, where can people go to find out more info about the VEX Robotics program?
Yeah, so if you're interested in getting a VEX Robotics team started, you can head over to our website at vexhawaii.com.
Very good. I'll put that up on our show notes. Adria Fung is with the Hawaii Space Grant Consortium and main coordinator for the VEX Robotics program. We got Sherry, the parent. We got Aurelia. We've got Ariella. We've got Julia, and we got Jamie, and they're all part of the team called Hawaii Girl Power. So I think I want to congratulate them again for all the great stuff that they're doing, and of course I want to thank them for joining us today on Bite Marks Cafe, and of course. Thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk about the annual Hawaii STEM Conference. If you missed any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of today's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is David Chong. You can catch us on HBR every Wednesday or anytime via the HBR app or your favorite podcast application. You stay safe. You stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.